The next exercise can be done in about 4 stages. Once you can maintain eye contact with someone else during a conversation and extend that eye contact to increasingly long periods of time, you can start adding the speech patterns. Begin to slow your speech down and make your speech a little smoother. And just keep doing that until you find that bit being quite easy to do. The next stage, once you can maintain eye contact and begin to slow your speech down in a smooth sort of way, will be to add the focus. Begin to focus inside the person. So you might look at one eye or the other eye. If you can't actually make eye contact and look at the eye itself, you can always look at the bridge of the nose, because to the other person it looked like you're still making eye contact, whereas you'll actually be looking at the center of the eyes, at the root of on the top of the nose. The important thing is whichever eye you decide to look at, you don't keep flicking from eye to eye, or if you're looking at the top of the nose, the bridge of the nose, you begin to look into it, so you look almost as though you could see into the brain, and then always the back of the head, and then you begin to move your focus further and further back, until you're looking roughly about a foot or two behind the person. Remember, this is a gradual process. You don't just switch from looking at their eyes all the way through to looking at 3 or 4 feet behind them. You begin to process by moving an inch or so at a time until your gaze has gone all the way through. Once you can do that, you're going to add the idea of going first. This idea of maintaining a friendly vibe, this idea of instant rapport, and maybe even of putting yourself into this hypnotist's trance in order to be able to change your own physiological state. Remember, as you're doing all these 3 phases, at the moment, you're not actually adding any hypnotic content in terms of what you're saying. So the conversations will be absolutely normal conversations. The only difference is in your physical characteristics and your tonal qualities. Once you can do all these things, then you can experiment with the hypnotic gaze induction itself.